Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
I want to close out this little group of studies on the third chapter of 2 Corinthians. And to do so, I bring you to the last two verses that we haven't yet touched. We started a few days ago in verse 6, and we find ourselves in verse 17, this great passage about the ministry of the Spirit being greater than the ministry of law, how there is no glory to be found in that which was written and engraven in stones. Well, there was glory, but the glory faded. And now we have a greater glory in the ministry of righteousness. All of that leads us to a verse that I think has probably been taken out of context to the detriment of most Christians. It's 2 Corinthians 3:17, which says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." And I've heard that verse quoted a lot to refer to, a lot of times during praise and worship, people would invite the Holy Spirit into church and say, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. If the Spirit of the Lord's here today, then we'll be free." But within context of 2 Corinthians 3, that verse doesn't really have anything to do with worship, with you coming to church and then trying to allow the Holy Spirit in, which, by the way, who are we to allow the Holy Spirit in? He's in us. We don't have to invite him into church. He's already here. The Lord is that Spirit. What Spirit? He's the Spirit that is the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of righteousness. He is the greater glory. The lesser glory was the law, written and engraven in stones. That's verse 7. The greater glory is the Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit, much more glorious. The Lord is that ministry of the Spirit, and where the ministry of that Spirit is, there's liberty. There is no liberty found in the ministry of death or the ministry of condemnation. It's written and engraven in stones, and there is no glory, and there is no liberty. However, there is glory and there is liberty where the Spirit of the Lord takes over. Which leads us to 18, one of my favorite passages. "We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the Lord." Now, it's the Spirit of the Lord that's actually changing us, not us. If it were us, it would be law-based, religion-based, works-based labor. But it's not. It's grace. And by grace, it's the Spirit of the Lord. So how do I change from who I am into who He wants me to be? The text says, "With an open face, we look into a glass and see the glory of the Lord." The word glass should be mirror in the Greek. "With open face, we look into a mirror and we see the glory of the Lord," and we get changed into the exact same image that we see by the Holy Spirit. With open face means no veil. I have to strip the veil away that convinced me that there was glory in my works. Once that's gone, I have an open face to look into the mirror of the Word of God and not find me. There's two ways to read the Bible. It's to read the Bible and find you, or it's to read the Bible and find Jesus. Now, if you read the Bible and find you, you'll spend a lot of times discouraged and depressed. But if you read the Bible and find Jesus, you'll find transformation in your life. In fact, the word changed, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. The word changed is metamorpho, which is the same word for transformed or transfigured. And that word metamorpho means to change from the inside out. From what is inside comes out to the surface. It's like a caterpillar transforming into a butterfly. He was always a butterfly inside, but he was on the surface a caterpillar. And we are metamorpho. We are changed into the image of Christ as we behold His face. So the key to transformation is not work harder, do more, read more, fast more, pray more, give more, go more. The key to transformation is see more of Jesus through the unveiled new covenant, where Christ is unveiled and there's no law or works or code in front of us to condemn us or to kill us. Where it is not about what I can do, it is about what Christ has done. This is why if we can see Christ in our songs and our sermons, freedom and liberty comes our way. It'll happen in you. Let it start today. Won't end today, but let it start today. See Jesus, see transformation.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.